This is Long-Term Care Connections for September 9, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. The state of Washington is offering free MDS 3.0 training to skilled nursing facility staff starting tomorrow, Thursday, September 10. Two-hour webinars will be held each Thursday through October 29. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections on waca.org to learn more about the class schedule, presenters, and the link to join. DSHS social service providers, be prepared for off-cycle revalidation to be completed by June 5, 2028. HCA and DSHS will contact all Apple Health providers who must complete an off-cycle revalidation. You can find more information, including contacts at HCA and DSHS, on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. The CDC has released interim clinical considerations for seasonal influenza vaccination, confirming that recommendations from the July 2025 immunization schedule remain in effect for the 2026-2027 flu season. Members and healthcare professionals are encouraged to review the complete CDC interim clinical considerations to prepare. You can find the link on this week's issue of LTC Connections on waca.org. The Office of the Inspector General released a report titled CMS Could Improve Oversight of States' Use of Contract Surveyors for Nursing Home Surveys. The OIG noted that it conducted the report because CMS oversees the certification and regulation of approximately 15,000 nursing homes nationwide, and that due to staffing shortages and survey backlogs, many states and CMS increasingly rely on contract surveyors to conduct nursing home surveys. The OIG concluded that CMS did not provide adequate oversight of states' use of contract surveyors. As a result of the study, the OIG made two recommendations: to create a classification for contract surveyors in the IKE system, and to confirm states' policies and procedures meet federal requirements through an annual assessment. Find the link to the report on LTC Connections online, and contact regulatory at aca.org for more information. CMS has released a couple of key updates skilled nursing facilities should be aware of. First, quarterly SNF consolidated billing HCPCS code updates, which are effective beginning October 1. Providers are encouraged to alert billing personnel and billing software vendors about the coding updates to 8 different tables. Second, CMS announced that the payroll-based journal has transitioned to IKEs as of August 17, 2026. Facilities must now submit all PBJ staffing data in IKEs. You can find more information about both of these updates on this week's issue of LTC Connections on waca.org. The 2027 AHCA National Quality Award portal is now open, and organizations interested in applying are encouraged to submit their intent to apply by Thursday, November 12. Organizations that submit an intent to apply receive a discounted application fee, dedicated email communications during the application cycle, and more. In this week's Grassroots Update, we're excited to connect with Member next week at Fall Conference. Learn about advocacy-related education, networking, and special events when you stop by the advocacy table. We're building champions in Olympia, finalizing our legislative priorities, and coordinating advocacy and engagement strategies in collaboration with our members. Whether you need help getting started or continuing powerful advocacy at your facility, we can help, and look forward to seeing you in Spokane. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Fall Conference is just days away. There's still time to register to join us September 14th to 16th at the historic Davenport in Spokane. This event brings together long-term care professionals from Washington and Idaho for professional development, networking, and community. Register now for the LEAD Assisted Living Executive Training Program. This multi-day virtual workshop, held September 29 through October 8, helps assisted living administrators at every level and those who aspire to be, to gain proficiency and develop their skills with confidence, capability, and efficiency. Learn more about these and additional education opportunities on the education and events calendar on waca.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.